Chapter 12. The Motive. Sydney wheeled himself over to a cupboard. He opened a drawer and took out a packet of cigarettes.
"They're the only good thing in my life these days," he said, taking a cigarette from the packet and lighting it. "Do you want one?"
Jack declined.
"Mr. Lewis, I just want to know if you can give me any information about the argument."
Sydney stared at Jack.
"You remind me of someone I used to know a long time ago," he said, smoking his cigarette. "What's your name?"
"Jack Marsh. My dad's name was Bob," Jack told him. Sydney smiled.
"Of course! Bob Marsh! I liked old Bob,"
he said. He became serious.
"You say your dad's dead. I'm sorry about that," he said. "And you say that Bob and Frankie had an argument?"
"Yes," said Jack. "The police said that my dad was a drug addict and that he died of an overdose. I don't believe any of it. I know Frank is your brother, but I think he may have had something to do with my dad's death," said Jack. Sydney laughed out loud.
"I'm sorry for laughing, Jack," he said. "You don't know Frankie at all, do you? Why do you think I'm in a wheelchair and I look like this? Frankie did it. Him and his friend, Monty."
"What?" exclaimed Jack. He couldn't believe it.
"Why did they do that to you?" "You say your dad died 5 years ago. That's about the same time that Frankie and Monty did this to me," Sydney said.
"What happened?"
Jack asked.
"It was a few weeks before the motocross championships," Sydney began. "Frankie told me about one of the riders and how he was betting a lot of money for that rider to win. He said that he needed the help of someone at the track to make it happen. Frankie knew that Bob was a mechanic and that he examined the bikes before the big race, so he said he and his friend, Monty, were going to visit your dad. They were going to force him to sabotage the favourite's bike.
Dad must have refused, and that's when he and Frankie started arguing," said Jack. "Of course, that must have been it."
Sydney told Jack how angry Frankie had been when he had arrived home that day after visiting Bob.
"He was drunk. He was like a madman. He had to take his anger out on someone, and he took it out on me,"
said Sydney, his voice trembling.
"I'd better go," said Jack, embarrassed.
"Don't you want to know what he and that Monty did to me?"
Sydney asked, very upset.
I don't think that I want to know," Jack said, in a quiet voice. "I'd better go home now."
"Frankie Lewis is a monster!"
Sydney screamed as Jack was leaving the room.
"He made me into an invalid! He did this to his own brother! He might have murdered your dad! You don't know, do you? He could do something like that and not care! He's a cruel monster!"
Jack left the house quickly. Sydney was still screaming. Jack could hear him as he walked down the street.